You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. One, two. Here we go. Look, how about that? Got a microphone problem this morning, but I tell you what, this will sort us out for just a moment. Well, good morning and welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. It is the 12th of August, and what do we say? We say, well, TGIF, don't we? Thank God it's Friday. When everything works. Let's look at a thing. A few things relevant to today's date. It happens to be the 12th of August. Yes, come on, Jerry. Glorious 12th in actual fact in the United Kingdom. That marks the traditional start of the grouse shooting season. So perhaps not a very good day if you're a grouse. HM the Queen's birthday and National Mother's Day is being celebrated today in Thailand. International Youth Day in the United Nations. Russian Air Force Day is being celebrated today, though perhaps not quite as big as it was a couple of days ago. Russian Railway Troops Day, also in Russia. If you are into Scientology, see Org Day today. And guess what? This one is a great one. Today is World Elephant Day. It is indeed World Elephant Day. I'm going off to the other microphone.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes, that is Mr. Peter Gabriel there, and called Big Time. And how's that? I think that's a bit better. We got the old microphone sorted out. It was like a sort of sticky switch. Well, talking about Big Time, guess what? Big Time right now, boys and girls, is, which is coming up for 8-9 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Now let's settle down, Jerry. I love all these technical problems first thing in the morning. Bob Seger for you. What's this one? Shakedown.
No matter what you think you pull, you'll find it's not enough. No matter who you think you know, you won't get through. It's a given LA law, someone's faster on the drum. No matter where you hide, I'm coming after you. Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted, shake down, break down, hurry, just about the time you think it's all right.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Is it good to you, and can I do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Put him out quickly. There we go, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, and I'm on fire. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning, but it's a Friday morning. Yes, TGIF. It is the 12th of August. Couple of good mornings. Good morning to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. He's over there in South London. Of course, they've got big problems with big heat over there in the UK. I'll tell you a bit more about that. And good luck with the old vein thing and injections. I know exactly well how you're feeling about that one. Also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. She doesn't feel like getting up this morning. When we started right just now, 6 o'clock, neither did I. But anyway, Mary Lou, I tell you, it's been a stormy night. That was one of my problems. It was thunder and lightning all night. And also, Senor Francisco, very good morning to you. You have a great weekend. Thank you for your good wishes. Time for us on The Breakfast Show. What are we going to do? We're going to do this. We're going to put you in the shower and get you on your way to wherever it is you're going on a Friday. And don't forget, the weekend is coming up. So give yourself a little bit of double time in the shower. I got a nice one for you. How about this? It's La Bamba. Los Lobos.
Para bailar la bamba. Para bailar la bamba.
Come on, Mary Lou, so get you going.
Bamba, 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 bamba.
man. That's it. Labumbering. That's what he's doing. Labumbering off into the distance there, Los Lobos. And 19 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, it is Friday. What we got lined up for you, some music Friday today. Yes, I'll be taking good rummage around the music collection. Hope you like the mid-80s, because I've got quite a few tracks from that period of time. And also, don't forget, on Friday, what do we do? Well, we link up with our good friend Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, and we bring you some of the news of everyday story of country folk out there in El Valle. Yasmin will be taking a look in the last hour today of what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. All right, so that's all to come this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock. And in the shower, you just wanted to say that was Los Lobos and La Bamba. And what do you need after that? I think you need a little bit of Chaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, make you that you wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, Easy Lover from Phil Collins, together with Philip Bailey on that one. Before it was, of course, Chaka Khan, and That was I Feel For You. Time on The Breakfast Show, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to take a little break. I'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Abantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AbantikaPty or by WhatsApp 69725218.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and we're going to take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at these in more detail, these topics in more detail later on this morning, of course, at 8 and 9 o'clock. The National Assembly began on Thursday, the 11th of August. This was a public hearing on Project 844 that repeals Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2020. Now, this grants tourist incentives. Well, during this first meeting, representatives of groups linked to tourism investment and promoters participated who defended the regulations that offer fiscal incentives. The people who criticise the law do not know the genesis of this rule, said Octavio Vallarino from the Bahia Development Group. He said that investors from Mexico were planning to arrive in the country, attracted by tourist sites under development, such as Contadora. Most of those who attended yesterday defended Laws 122 and 314, saying that repealing them would scare away investors and affect legal certainty. Crispiano Adames, President of the Assembly, chaired the meeting. He asked government representatives to present numbers of how much it means to grant tax incentives. He also asked the promoters and investors to present the figures to know if the current regulations are viable. And they have to uphold the standard with data, he said. The Archbishop of Panama, Jose Domingo Ulloa, reiterated on Thursday, the 11th of August, that the executive body is the one who can summon other sectors of the country to the single dialogue table, which takes place in Penonome in Coclay. Ulloa's reaction comes after several business producers and civil society groups continue to express their interest in participating at the table and have not received a positive response. Ulloa affirmed that it is not the church that convenes the table. Who does it is the national government, and that the church only plays the role of facilitator. The National Union of Pharmacy Owners expressed its resounding rejection of the promulgation of Executive Decree 17 of the 10th of August, which orders a 30% reduction in the price of 170 medicines. According to this guild, which brings together about 450 pharmacies in the country, they said that the decree will not end the shortage of medicines from the Social Security Fund and the Ministry of Health, nor with the high price of medicines. However, it will lead to bankruptcy for small pharmacies throughout the National Territory, thereby leading to more unemployment and consequently the shortage of small private pharmacies, benefiting only the large national and international pharmacy chains. The only thing I don't really understand about that, I don't know about you lot, why are medications so expensive here in Panama? When you compare them to other countries in the area, like Colombia, and I was up in the States the other week, and there's a big difference. Why are the medications so expensive here? I mean, that's what we, you know, give us that answer, and perhaps we can, you know, think about, you know. By the way, I do agree with on one thing. They're having to take the cost of jubilado. You know, we have a jubilado discount, now 20%. They have to absorb that cost, and that doesn't help, to be perfectly honest. A third complaint for the alleged crime of tax fraud was presented by the General Director of Revenue, the DGI, on Thursday. Maruquel Donado, head of the Tax Evasion and Fraud Section of the DGI, explained that the criminal complaint is filed against a company that would have incurred a tax fraud, the amount of which exceeds $300,000. The official indicated that when this figure is exceeded, the category of crime is attributed to it in accordance with the provisions of the Tax Procedure Code. The Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, revealed on Thursday that only two of 56 national milled rice brands meet quality parameters. The Association of Merchants and Distributors of Food and Similar Products of Panama stated that there will soon be a shortage. Now, according to that consortium, ACOVIPA, the delay in the harvest and the late entry of the quota of 600,000 quintals of paddy rice are the causes of not having sufficient availability of first-class rice for the month of August. Now, what is first-class? What is primary? What is it? Let me get just a little bit of advice, information for you. According to the technical regulation, the current standard in the country of, quote, special rice must contain at least 94.5% of whole grains, 5% of broken grains, and 0.5% of small rice. While the first-class rice should have 70% whole grains, 25% broken grains, 5% small rice. In addition, by the way, the second-class should have 55% whole grains, 30% broken grains, and 15% small rice. Now, moving on to, I think it's the last thing I got for you today, the movement of passengers through the Tocumen International Airport is continuing, I'm happy to say, to reflect an increase in recent months. In the projection is that the year will now close with at least 13 million travellers mobilised. Now, according to data from Tocumen, between January and July, between January and July of this year, 8,769,966 passengers were mobilized. Of that amount, 1,465,761 were registered in the past month of July. This represents 562,355 more travelers compared to the same month of 2021. Likewise, it's highlighted, by the way, that July of 2022 reported an increase of 157,840 passengers in relation to the previous month. Now, according to the administration of the air terminal, this points to a recovery of the international and local air transport industry. Is it nice to think, you know, if the good lady and myself hadn't gone on vacation, those numbers would have been reduced by two? Oh, it's nice to know you contributed. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. The time, by the way, is exactly 22 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. go. That is Tears for Fears, of course. And what is it? Everybody wants to rule the world. You know, I don't really think so. I think there's only probably two people right now who have got that intention. Time on The Breakfast Show is 18 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. TGIF, have a great day. Carrying on with Hall & Oates, Out of Touch. I'm seeing through a little bit of a mist this morning. Tell you more about that later. There you go, they're Out of Touch, Hall & Oates. Paul, over there in South London, just dropped me a little note. Reminded me, talking about medications, what they do over there in the UK. The National Health prescriptions, in other words, if you go to your GP or whatever and you get a prescription, National Health prescription, well, it's $9 and £9 and 35 pennies per prescription. So, yeah, that's how that works over there. But the other thing, if you are an old age pensioner, I hate that word. If you're a jubilado, you don't pay. They're free. Your drugs are free. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for that, Paul. Thanks for reminding me. It's been such a long time. And also, let me just tell you, by the way, this day, on this day in the year, we're going to go back to the year 30 BC. Yep, 30 BC. I don't know if they knew it was the 12th of August back then. But on this day, Cleopatra VII, the last ruler of Egyptian Ptolemaic dynasty, commits suicide. allegedly by the means of an asp bite. There we go. There we go, top of the hour, going to be looking at some of the international news headlines this morning. 7:30, international business news. And in between, well, we're going to take a look at that nasty weather. Wild and you keep me hanging on. I just want to remind you about one thing, you know. You can still do some good shopping right now. Yes, you can still do some good shopping. And that's with Lumicentro. Got some other things to tell you about Lumicentro as well later on today. But just to remind you, this is the Cyber Night at Lampareya.com, the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products. This is from 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning. So you've got about another hour and 10 minutes. This is every day and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August. Applies only on the web shopping, though. So you've still got about an hour and an hour and 9 minutes left. Well, you can wait till Sunday. Right, so let me see, what else have I got for you? Just to remind you also about the Christmas ball. How many of you remember that? Yeah, because we haven't seen any of those for a long time, have we? Well, it's back. It's back, and it's going to be on the 3rd of December. Now, this is a Saturday, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. Now, it's the tickets are now on sale. It's $125 per person, but I tell you what, that is quite some night. A night of glamour. Nobody has balls like the British. You can get in touch with them at tickets at BritishBallPanama.com. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com. Or you can go to the website BritishBallPanama.com. All right, now, rush. There's only 250 seats available. And my next piece of music for you. This comes from Robin Neville. Time for a little bit of French, I believe. C'est la vie. Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, yeah. Don't touch that dial.
never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance, looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady.
Can't go wrong playing that one, can you? Krista Berg and the Lady in Red. Time on the Breakfast Show, a half a minute. That's after the hour. 7 o'clock and we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. Plenty of good advice for you this morning. I tell you what, let me just remind you about a couple of things. Firstly, our friends were just talking with me about Inventa Venti Quattro. You can find, you know, the TVs, the Hisense TVs? You can find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama now on Inventa Venti Quattro. This is with a service, Entrega a Domicilio, and you get a free delivery. All right, and 10% off. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? So, yeah, free delivery, 10% off, only at Inventa Venti Quattro. Find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest prices there. Get them delivered to you as well, right to your door. And also, let me remind you about our friends, the Day Gourmet Store. The Day Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's at the Pytier Mall now. Also in Pytier Mall, they say, next to the big Pacific Centre. You know the big Pacific Centre now in Pytier? Close to, right next to Super 99. Well, the little strip mall, the other side of the Pacific Centre. That's where you'll find the Day Gourmet Store. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, they're ready for it. And by the way, of course, tonight is what? It's Friday night. What do you want to do on a Friday night? You want to have fun. Where can you do that? You could do that at Frank's Place. Yep, it's like being in a Hollywood movie. With perfect Italian-American touch. This is to disconnect you from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place, all right? Live music every Saturday as well. What you want to do, if you want to book, 394-6998, 394-6998, or 6320-1013, 6320-1013. It's located in downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place, all right? That's next to the exit, when you come off the exit of the corridor and turn in, the first exit into Costa del Este, immediately after you turn in, keep to your right-hand side, the little slip lane, and you can go right there. You'll see the little strip mall, and that's exactly where they are.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Right, let's take a look at some of the items in the international news this morning, this Friday morning. Just joined us, a very good morning to you. Dust off the old cobwebs. It is the 12th of August. It is Friday, TGIF. Blasts this week of the Russian-operated Sakhe military airfield in western Crimea led to the loss of 8 Russian combat jets, degrading its Navy's Black Sea aviation fleet, Britain said on Friday. While the damaged jets are only a fraction of the overall aviation fleet, Britain said that Black Sea capability would be affected, since Sakhe is used as a primary operational base. The base airfield probably remained operational, but its dispersal area had suffered serious damage. Britain's Defence Ministry added in a regular intelligence bulletin on Twitter. Russia and Ukraine accused each other of shelling Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, compounding fears of a disaster as the UN chief said that it should be made a demilitarized zone, and Ukraine demanded that Russian forces withdraw from it. Ukraine's Energomaton agency said that the Zaporizhzhia complex in south-central Ukraine was struck 5 times on Thursday, including near where radioactive materials are stored, while Russian-appointed officials said Ukraine shelled the plant twice, disrupting a shift change. Oh, really? Russia's TASS news agency reported. Without providing any proof, the Secretary-General of Kenya's governing party has said that the country's elections were rigged, fueling public anxiety on Friday as media houses significantly slowed down their unofficial tallies of the presidential vote. Only the Electoral Commission is authorized to declare a winner, but the tallies were seen as a bulwark against the kind of rigging allegations that have previously sparked violence. And back to Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday told officials to stop talking to reporters about Kiev's military tactics against Russia, saying such remarks were frankly irresponsible. In the wake of blasts that wrecked the Russian airbase in Crimea on Tuesday, the New York Times and Washington Post newspapers cited unidentified officials as saying Ukraine forces were responsible. The government in Kiev, on the other hand, declined to say whether it had been behind the explosions. While China's expanded drills surrounding Taiwan have marked an unprecedented military and political warning against outside interference over the island, they opened a window to gather intelligence for the United States and its allies. The 4 days of intense drills last week and extended maneuvers this week provided an opportunity to scrutinize the missiles that China would use to drive off foreign militaries intervening in any future invasion, as well as its command, control and communication systems, regional diplomats and security analysts have said. Latvia and Estonia withdrew from a cooperation group between China and over a dozen Central and Eastern European countries on Thursday, following in the footsteps of Baltic neighbour Lithuania, which withdrew last year. The move comes amid Western criticism towards China over escalating military pressure on democratically ruled Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, and Beijing's strengthening of ties with Russia during the invasion of Ukraine. A hacker has claimed to have obtained the personal information of 48.5 million users of a COVID health code mobile app run by the city of Shanghai. The second claim of a breach of the Chinese financial hub's data in just over a month. The hacker with the username XJP posted an offer to sell the data for $4,000 on the hacker forum breach forums on Wednesday. The hacker provided a sample of the data, including the phone numbers, names and Chinese identification numbers and health code status of 47 people. An unidentified, highly toxic substance in the Oder River, which runs through Poland and Germany, appears to be the cause of a mass die-off of fish, the German state of Brandenburg's Environment Ministry has said. An analysis of river water taken this week showed evidence of a synthetic chemical substance, very probably also with toxic effects for vertebrates, the ministry said on Thursday, adding that it remained unclear how the substance entered the water. And rivers, well, the source of the River Thames has dried up further downstream than ever before, as England looks set to enter a drought that some experts say the country is unprepared for. Britain's Met Office said this July was the driest for England since 1935, with an average rainfall at 23.1 millimetres, that's 0.9 of an inch. Just 35% of the average for the month. Some parts of the country saw the driest July ever. And high temperatures and worsening drought brought a high risk of new fires breaking out in southwestern France, officials said on Friday, even after an overnight reprieve held a monster wildfire that has been raging for days in check. Well, firefighters from Germany, Romania and Greece were on the ground to help France battle the fire in the Gironde region, home to Bordeaux wine, as well as on other fronts, including in Brittany, in the northwest, and more from across Europe were on their way. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol pardoned Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman J.Y. Lee on Friday, with the Justice Ministry saying the business leader was needed to help overcome a national economic crisis. The pardon is largely symbolic, with Lee already out of on parole after serving 18 months in jail for bribery in a scandal that led to massive protests and brought down then-President Park Geun-hye in 2017. That's it for some of the international news this morning. We'll look at some of the business news a little bit later on at around about 7.30. But for right now, it's the music. And before 7.30, we'll also take a look and see what the weather's saying. What I can tell you, from my perspective, we had thunder and lightning all night, and it is raining. All right, so we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on.
Rock and roll. to dance here. Someone sold the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. My Cody plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
I've been had.
Madonna and Like a Virgin. That was, of course, following on Starships, We Built This City. 20 minutes, well, making our way to 20 minutes after the AM. 7 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show, looking out the studio window. I can tell you it's a miserable morning. It's her grey skies, and they match the horizon, so you can't really tell the difference. or during the night, because I sort of woke up a few times in the night. Thunder and lightning there was, all the way through. It's like it wasn't moving anywhere, it was just hanging around. But let us take a look and see. Let's take a little flight over to the other side of the isthmus, to Costa Riva in the province of Colón. 29 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature in that area, with 23 being the minimum. The thermal sensation at 35 degrees Celsius and relative humidity at 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving across to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look at West Panama. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, and 22 is the minimum. A little bit warmer at 37 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 81%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a wander along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area. And we're looking at 30 degrees being our maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and 83% is the relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course this morning. Let's show you a little bit of sunshine peeking through. I don't see any sign of that right now. But isolated showers during the course of this morning and this afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Let's move out. It's coming up the weekend, so some of you might be going off out to the Perlis Islands, or going out with the old Gin Palace, taking a sail out there. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today. 25 degrees, the minimum, 29 max, 25 minimum. 36 will be the thermal sensation, 36 degrees Celsius. Their relative humidity right up there at 96%. Rain with thunderstorms during the course of the morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. So it seems right across the board we could be looking for a bit of an improvement for this evening. So there we go, there's the forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions, maritime issues. Let's take a look at the tides first, starting with the Pacific. High tide was at 3:39 this morning. That was a 5-meter high tide. We're getting up to the 5 meters. Well, we're at the 5 meters. Low tide at 9:51 this morning. That'll be 0.09 of a meter. High tide again, 3:58 in the afternoon. That's way up above, well, up above the 5 meter mark at any rate, at 5.15 meters. And the low tide, the last one's at 10:17 tonight, and that will be minus 0.34 of a meter. So you can see the sort of variation we've got from the high tide to the low tide. If you want it in feet and inches, the high tide 16 feet and 9 inches, and then by 10:17 tonight we get to the next low tide, and that is minus 1 foot and 1 inch. So we have a shift of 17 feet and 1 inch. Wow. Right, let's take a look at the Caribbean. All right, low tide, that was at 7:45 this morning. That was minus 0.06 of a meter. High tide, that's going to be at 1:43 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.09 of a meter. And the last low tide, 5:18 this evening, and that'll be 0.06 of a meter. So the difference, when you look at the two sides, we've got, we're minus 2 inches in the low tide, that's the one at 7:45, then we're plus 3 inches at the high tide, and then the last low tide, we're down to, well, just 1 inch lower at 2 inches. Incredible. Now, let's take a look at the actual sea conditions. If you are going out today, let's see what is what's in store, what they're saying. Small craft advisory, I can tell you that for this morning. That's on the Caribbean side. 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest with 4 foot waves. Not sure why that merits the small craft advisory, but if they say so, it does. No questions, no questions about that. In the afternoon, though, that is being lifted.
Winds are dropping slightly, 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, west-northwesterly direction. The waves will come down a foot as well. So that's the good conditions in the afternoon. Taking a look at the Pacific coast, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour winds coming from the west with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, let's see, we've got a small craft advisory for you in the afternoon. Pretty much the same, actually, as the conditions for the small craft advisory for the morning on the Caribbean. In the afternoon on the Pacific, small craft advisory, 5 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southwest, waves at 4 feet. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. This Friday morning, it's 25 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Bomb from John Cougar Mellencamp, falling on from Genesis, who were in the land of confusion. It's not difficult, is it? Right, I tell you what, shall we take a look at some of the international business news, see what's happening? Do you mean no? Yeah, we're going to find out anyway. Alright, let's take a look. We have got European shares. They rose on Friday after GSK led a rebound in healthcare stocks, while Flutter fueled a rally in the travel and leisure sector after an upbeat earnings forecast. GSK added 2.2% after a tumble in the previous session on growing worries about US litigation focused on a heartburn drug that contained a probable carcinogen. Sanofi and Haleon shares, which also fell on Thursday on the concerns, edged higher in early trading. Well, that helped the European healthcare sector gain 0.3%, with the Stoxx 600 index rising 0.4%. Travel and leisure stocks jumped 2.7%, leading sectoral gains. Flutter surged 9% to the top of the European travel index, as it saw no sign of cash-strapped customers betting less, and expects to finish the year ahead of 2021, excluding a final year of losses in the United States, though. Irish stocks added 1.8%, boosted by Flutter. The Stoxx 600 index up for the second straight day. He was set to notch up weekly gains of 1.4% as a softer than expected US inflation reading calmed nerves around aggressive rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, though concerns remain over policymakers' thinking. European shares have fallen 9.4% so far this year. Now, this is compared with a nearly 12% decline for Wall Street's S&P 500 index, largely dragged down by sharp drops in big growth stocks in the first half of the year. Eurozone industrial production in June grew three times more than expected, data showed on Friday, mainly thanks to a jump in the output of capital goods. The European Union Statistics Office, Eurostat, said that industrial production in the 19 countries sharing the euro rose 0.7% month-on-month in June for a 2.4% year-on-year increase. Now, economists polled by Reuters had expected a 0.2% monthly and 0.8% year-on-year gain, so that was well outpaced. The dollar is higher in early London trading on Friday. This was after hawkish comments from US Federal Reserve officials pushed against the idea this week's US inflation data could prompt the central bank to slow down policy tightening. The United States inflation data was lower than expected, boosting riskier assets such as equities and weakening the dollar as markets interpreted it as an indication that the Fed could be less aggressive in rate hikes. Oil prices were down slightly on Friday but set to rise on the week as recession fears eased through an uncertain demand outlook capped gains. Now, Brent crude futures were down 9 cents, 4.1%. To $99.51 a barrel. This was at 0900 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures fell 38 cents, 4.4% to $93.96 a barrel. Brent was on track to rise more than 3% this week after last week's 14% tumble, its biggest weekly decline since April of 2020, amid fears that rising inflation and interest rate hikes will hit economic growth and demand for fuel. Russia's National Settlement Depository has filed a lawsuit at the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg to overturn European Union sanctions imposed on it. This is the NSD, they reported on Friday. The EU added the NSD, which Moscow planned to use to service the country's Eurobonds, to its list of sanctioned entities in June. Australia's competition watchdog said on Friday that Alphabet Inc.'s Google unit was ordered by the country's federal court to pay a US dollars 60 million, that's around about $42.7 million, in penalties for misleading users on collection of their personal location data. The court found Google misled some customers about personal location data collected through their Android mobile devices between January of 2017 and December of 2018. Stock trading platform Robinhood Markets Inc. must face market manipulation claims over restrictions it placed on trading during last year's meme stock rally, a U.S. judge ruled on Thursday. And U.S. District Court Judge Cecilia Altonaga in Miami said in the ruling that investors in GameStop Corp, AMC Entertainment Holdings, and seven other stocks can proceed with a proposed class action lawsuit alleging the restrictions artificially depressed share prices. And Kazakhstan is expected to sell some of its crude oil through Azerbaijan's biggest oil pipeline from September, as the nation seeks alternatives to a route that Russia threatened to shut, three sources familiar with the matter have said. And lastly on that, Kazakh oil exports, by the way, they account for more than 1% of world supplies, or roughly 1.4 million barrels a day. For 20 years now, they have been shipped through the CPC pipeline to Russia's Black Sea port of Novorossiysk, and this provides access to the global market. That's it. Some of the things in the international business world for this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost. My masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live? I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. All my friends say,
she said, green, green grass, blue, blue.
on lovers, miracles straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Two great tracks and two relatively new ones. Robbie Williams, the first one, and Lost, that was released last Friday. And that was George Ezra following on there, and that was Green, Green Grass. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Just remind you what's still to come. Top of the hour, 8 o'clock, we'll look at some of the local news for you. And also, round about between 8:20 and 8:30, we'll see if we link up with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. What is today? Today's Friday, so we've got Freaky Fun Facts Friday today, so we got that to come with Ingrid. Last hour this morning, we will be with Yasmin. She'll be giving us a little look, nudge around what we can be doing, what we can be doing it, where we can be doing it, and when we can be doing it. Plus, no doubt, a couple of tracks of this day in music, and plenty of great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. This is Wham and Everything She Wants.
Show me you can take, you got some giving to do.
Years ago, yes, we're going back to 1984. That was released at the beginning of December in 1984. Of course, it is Wham, Everything She Wants, and it was on Epic Records when it was released. It was, in fact, a double A-side. What was the other side? Well, I'll give you a clue, because it was December, wasn't it? Last Christmas. It was written and produced by George Michael, one half of the duo, becoming their third consecutive million-selling number one hit in the United States. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, through this place on your radio. I tell you, we're going to have a little rummage around. I'm going to see if I can find some nicer news stories for you as well as we go through this morning. I call them what sort of antibiotics after listening to all the other news going on. Now, this is Cutting Crew for you here on The Breakfast Show. I just died in your arms tonight. Keep your eye on the time. 6 before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3. Cool FM.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I'm
Well, that was their biggest hit. Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. And that was released. That was released back in 1986, middle of the year. I told you, we've got quite a few pieces of music this morning from around about the mid-80s. It was their debut single for the English rock band, Cutting Crew. And, say, released July 86. It was a single from their debut studio album. Their album was called Broadcast, and it was written by their front guy, Nick Van Eed, and produced by Terry Brown. John Jensen and the band, and by the way, mixed at Utopia Studios, that's in London, by Tim Palmer. It's their biggest hit. It peaked at number one, United States, Canada, Norway and Finland, and reached the top five in the UK, South Africa, Sweden and Switzerland. And that has brought us up towards the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972521818.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Yeah.
baby.
Don't be so quick to, don't walk away. Come on, dance with me. I wanna rock your body. Let me rock your body. Come on, dance with me. You don't have to admit, you don't have to admit. Don't you play. Wanna play, just dance with me. Let me rock you. Do, 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 do. Come on, dance with me.
Talk to me, boy.
No disrespect, I don't mean no harm.
Talk to me, boy.
I can't wait to have you in my arms.
Talk to me, boy.
Hurry up, cause you're taking so long.
Talk to me, boy.
Can I have you naked by the end of this song?
There we go. That's Justin Timberlake there and Rock Your Body. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're 18 minutes right now. That's after the hour 8 o'clock. We're going to take a request. When we come back, we'll probably see if we can check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid, for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. First of all, let's have a chat we'll see what Renee. Renee dropped us a little note earlier on. It says, good morning. However, it is a gloomy one. And exercising inside today, waiting for the lightning to stop, so I can take my paraguas and walk outside. Yes, you don't want to be sort of walking along with your paraguas sticking up in the air, do you, when there's lightning around? You asked if we could play the Eurythmics. Yes, you've got it. Of course, it's this one. Here comes the rain again. 19 after the hour of 8 o'clock, boys and girls. Keep an eye on the time.
Here comes the rain again.
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. And these are your Freaky Friday fun facts. Now, we're going to jump right into the water. Let's go there. Yes, indeed. Blue whales are the largest animals to ever lived on the planet Earth. Yes, we're going to go whale watching next week. So I'm prepping my whale watching by doing some research on whaling and making sure I know a little bit about what's happening. Our number one whale fact starts with size. Weighing over 150 tons and extending to lengths over 100 feet in some parts of the world, the blue whale holds the title of the largest mammal on Earth. This fact tops the charts of whale facts. Interesting because these magnificent mammals are bigger than even the largest dinosaurs to ever roam the earth. The largest blue whale ever recorded was an astonishing 110 feet in length. The heaviest, I'm trying to figure out how they got him on a scale. I'm not going to ask, but okay, we're not going there. Okay, was 418,878 pounds. That's nearly 190 tons. And I'm not saying anything about, say, 30 elephants or roughly about 2,500 people. It's a big whale. Nothing about the whale is small. Their hearts are the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. Their arteries are the size of a 9-inch dinner plate. And their massive tongues. Ooh, sorry, I just enjoyed that for a moment. How big their tongues must be. Sorry, continue. All right, number two. Blue whales aren't a true blue in color. No, they may look blue, but the reason they're called blue is that because when they're in the water, the water is very blue around them, and that's kind of boring. So tiny thousands of these little diatoms in their skin makes beautiful glow in the water, but they're called blue whales because they couldn't think of a better name to call them. Number three. Dolphins are whales, but whales are not dolphins. You may have heard us say that all whales are dolphins, but not all dolphins are whales. Well, I don't understand what that means, so let's dive in for a second. The main difference between these two, whales and dolphins, besides their sheer size, is the fact that whales have two blowholes, unlike dolphins who only have one. It's believed that the whales require two blowholes to be efficient as possible when continuing to fill their lung capacity. Remember, those guys take a really deep breath and they go very, very deep down and eat them some big squid. So they have to hold their breath a long time. All right, number four. Did you know whales can store oxygen molecules in their bodies? Must be having to do with those two blowholes. Yeah, Efficient large whales with their lung capacity. Man, some whales, like the sperm whale, spend much of their time searching the vast ocean deep for dwelling delicacies, like feeding on squid, and that's a long way down. So they say they can hold their breath like 90 minutes. 90 minutes, so you can only imagine. So light doesn't penetrate beneath the surface of the water, so ocean creatures like whales and dolphins and even 800 species of fish communicate by sound. And a North Atlantic right whale can transmit across hundreds of miles. So whales communicate using sound. Now, number seven, more whale facts interesting to audiologists and musical conductors as much as marine biologists on how whales communicate with each other. Unlike toothed whales, did you know whales had teeth? Yes, they do. Some of them have teeth, some of them don't. Anyway, they have these unique clicks and whistles. Baleen whales communicate using moans and grunts and groans. Not going to go there either. For baleen whales, it's all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble. The lower the frequency sound allows their calls to travel longer distances with far less distortion. Humpback whales, which I hope I'm going to be seeing next week. Oh, I'm so excited about humpback whales. They are known for having the most beautiful sounding songs of the whale species. Beneath the water is an orchestra of sounds, and humpback males are the center stage. These enormous giants will sing for hours and are the record holders for singing the longest songs, with some sonnets lasting 10 minutes on repeat for hours, with lasting an entire evening, entire day. Blue whales are typically solitary travelers, and their journey requires vast migrations across the globe, making their voices one of the longest to travel. While their frequency is low, too low for the human ear, their moans can be heard by other blue whales up to 500 miles away. Well, let's talk about weight a little bit, okay? So a 60,000-pound whale can jump fully out of the water. Now, I know it's mind-blowing as it is, but when whales jump out of the water, it's called breaching. And both whales and dolphin alike are famous for this absolutely incredible athletic and acrobatic display. Breaching is not a behavior every whale can pull off. Tell me. Not every whale swimming in the ocean will launch its massive body into the air. When a whale is airbound, it's, it's whaley, amazing. What makes the whale facts interesting is how humpback whales are considered to be the most acrobatic of all the larger whale species. And when their 60,000-pound massive body launches out of the water, it's a sight unforgettable to anyone who sees it. And I want to be one of those people that don't forget and get a chance to see it. Knock wood and hope that I see him next week. So adding this to the whale facts, it's a no-brainer. Watching whales breach behaviors, they can range between 12,000 to 400,000 pounds, depending on the species. When the whales of this magnitude breaches, it leaves passengers with cameras ready and completely awestruck. That's going to be me. Did you know that whales do not chew their food? More whale facts to know is how whales hunt and consume their prey. Well, the big sperm whales, you know, they actually hunt and eat, you know, all these kinds of, well, because they have teeth. They eat the squid and things like that. But what do some of these other whales eat? Well, whales eat some of the smallest prey on Earth. Our last whale fact, interesting, is to see from the water as a little more on the weirder side, okay? So as I wrap this up, we cannot leave out the color of whale poop. Yes, I did say whale poop. Yes, I did. I'm so sorry. But as we mentioned earlier, different whales spend the majority of their lives eating zooplankton invertebrates called krill. Krill is the common name for any member of the crustacean order, and in Norwegian, krill translate to whale food. These tiny invertebrates are red, and when digested by whales, well, guess what? They leave behind a red substance floating on the water. Whale feces is red due to the high iron content in krill. Because blue whales consume up to 3 tons of krill per day, they can excrete up to 55 gallons or 200 liters of feces in just one bowel movement. Now, that's a fact I know, a little gross, but also cool at the same time. I have to tell you, I saw one day that people were collecting whale poop from the beaches. I think it was in Florida. No, I can't remember where I read it, but I remember reading they were collecting it and that they were selling it at $100 an ounce. They convert the whale poop into perfume. It's one of the basis of some sort of perfume. I don't know what perfume except another whale might want to wear, especially if it comes out at that size and that color. But hey, that's what it is. Well, next week I will be giving you some reports from my whale watching trip. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time. The cook's birthday's next week, and I promised we were going to go whale watching, and that's what we're going to go do. So until I see you all next week or hear from you all, have a great weekend, and back to you in the studio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, shake it. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey.
trouble. I'm all on by that bass, no trouble. I'm all on by that bass, no trouble. I'm all on by that bass, because you know I'm all on
Trainer and all about that bass. Big thanks to Ingrid. We had a whale of a time listening to that. That was really cool. Thanks, Ingrid. Well, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line earlier on this morning as well. And she says, messy traffic this morning for Mary Lou. She says, well, everybody have a great Friday and weekend. Could you please play Rocking the Free World from Neil Young?
Yeah.
There we go for Mary Lou this morning. That's a request for us. So that's Neil Young and Rocking in the Free World. Don't forget, if you've got something you want us to play, well, we can always try and find it for you. Just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. Pops up on the screen right here in front of me. 677-188-22. Now, let me see. I just want to come and mention a couple of things for you. We mentioned earlier on about this amazing thing that Lumicentro do, where you can shop overnight, which is really cool because it's dark. And what do you need at night? You need lights. And that's what Lumicentro can get you. But Lumicentro, they've got more than 50 years experience of illuminating Panamanian life. They're inviting you to visit its 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. Yeah, now's a good time to do it. Up to 90% on more than 1,400 selected lamps from August 11th to the 21st. That's of this year, of course. You can select ceiling fans up to 20% off, smart lights, air conditioners, and much more. That's our friends at Lumicentro. Go along and see them. Now, the other thing is I also mentioned to you earlier on, our friends at De Gourmet. Now, they are there in the Pytea Mall. Okay, they're also in Pytea Mall. Now, the Pytea Mall, as I told you earlier, is right next to the Pacific Center in Pytea. And there you will find that much sought after grabs and go. Yes, nothing better than having a grab and a go. And that's what it is. They're delicious dishes, ready to heat and ready for you to enjoy. The Gourmet Store by TMO, they're waiting for you. So don't hang around. Pop along and see them. All right. And also, let me remind you, our friends at Inquenta 24, every 6 minutes, somebody buys a car on Inquenta 24. Seriously, every 6 minutes. Now, you have more than 5,000 cars that you can pick from just here in Panama. Do it quickly, because as we just said, they go fast. Inquenta 24. If you publish it, they'll buy it. Trust me. Of course they will. Yeah. Big thanks to all our advertising sponsors here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, if you want to join us and be part of the fun, all you got to do is get in touch with us on that number, 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Also, I'd like to thank the boys and girls. Great night last night. Yes, I went off to, it was a Mandinga rum. It's a new rum that they brought out. It's called Casco Viejo. And we had the launch last night. Oh, did we have a launch last night? What was the thunder and lightning last night in my head? It was a great night, and big thanks to all the boys and girls at Mandinga. They do a great job, and for inviting us to go along and sample their new rum. Which, by the way, I'll tell you this, and a lot of us had the same impression when we tasted it for the first time. It's that good. It's like a single scotch, a single malt scotch. It's a sort of equivalent to that. It's the kind of rum you don't want to put anything in it. Just put a knob of ice in it, a little bit of water, and enjoy it. So anyway, big thanks to them. All I can say is...
one night, make him want a whole life. And you know I left my old lover in crisis, cause a new girl a hella uptight, and God broke the mold when he made my type. You got the same vibe, that's what I like. Yeah. It's all about me and talk about me and look at my pics all day. You always say please when I got to leave and say it ain't good to stay. They focus on seeing more that he needs and don't ever play no games. I love when you say my name. This might be new to you. This ain't what the mood is. But they don't like everything. I think you might love me, baby. This might be new to you. This ain't what the mood is. But they don't like everything. I think you might love me, baby.
I don't love you, but you know I fuck with you. I think I wanna fly you to Peru from Malibu. I wish I had you to myself. I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got vision, so you winning. Body fine, need a mitten. If I fuck up, then forgive me. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I felt like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen a ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, she let me get right inside. This shit new to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be my
There we go, Calvin Harris, and it's featuring Nomani on that track. It's called New to You. And Nomani, also, by the way, Tinashe, and together with Offset. Breakfast show time, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I said I would find it. Yes, antidepressant, antibiotic, whatever it is. A little bit of relief from all the news that we're looking at every day in our lives. Here's a little story, a nice one for you. It's about a teen lifeguard who helps deliver a baby alongside the poolside. Natalie Lucas' lifeguarding skills were put to the test in a whole new way, really. This was last month. Lucas, 18, had been a lifeguard at the YMCA in Longmont, Colorado, for 3 years. Well, on the 24th of July, Tessa Ryder and her husband, Matthew Jones, visited the club's pool, since being in the water was one of the only ways that Ryder, who was pregnant and past her due date, felt comfortable. Just minutes after they arrived, Ryder got out of the pool and said that her water had broken. Well, the adrenaline kicked in right then and there, Lucas told Good Morning America. While Jones called 911, Lucas started grabbing medical supplies and towels. I knew I needed to stay calm and level-headed, Lucas said. About 5 minutes later, Ryder gave birth to a baby boy, Tobin Thomas Ryder. A 9/11 operator walked Lucas through how to check the baby and make sure that his airway wasn't obstructed. Jones told Good Morning America he was grateful to Lucas for her help and likened her presence to like a doula or a midwife. Well, both Ryder and Tobin are doing well, and Lucas said that she plans on sending the baby a card every year on his birthday. Yeah, see? There is such a thing as good news. There is such a thing as good people. Of course there are. For every bad, there's hundreds of good, trust me. New Kids on the Block. Bring back the time.
Tonight, we play it in your mind, like it was yesterday. We had that secret place where we would hide. Count the stars in the sky, and the promises we made were for life. And I know days go by, but it's something.
But that's featuring Salt and Pepper, Rick Ashley in the Vogon there. New Kids on the Block, NKOTB, or OKTB as they are now, All Kids on the Block. And let's bring back the time, don't we wish? Go back to these days. This is Aretha Franklin together with George Michael. Remember this? Take us up to the top of the hour. I knew you're waiting for me.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPTY or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Lovely tracks in a row. Started off, of course, with Mr. Paul Young and Every Time You Go Away. This last one, that's the Jets and You Got It All. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. Time, by the way, 22 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here at 89.3. Cool FM. What I'm going to do now, put on my shoes, the ones with the noisy heels, and take a wander down the corridor. See what we got there and our what, where and when. Oh, here we go. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is a happy Friday. It's look, actually, strange enough, this week's gone quite quickly.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's my first full week after vacation. And I got a nice note. The lady who was the director, this sort of events director, she was in charge of the ship and everything that was done. She worked her butt off. She had all sorts of things to deal with. God bless. She had to deal with the fatality. Somebody passed away. She had to deal with that. That's a big job as well. She had to deal with the fact that we ran out of water in the river. Mm-hmm. And somebody had COVID.
Yeah, a lot of troubles. I don't like her job.
Hmm?
I don't like her job.
No.
A lot of troubles.
And the thing is, you have to be cheerful all the time as well, you know.
Yes.
She was such a lovely lady. She was so, so good. But she was, what I liked was, because, you know, unfortunately on these cruises, I'm sort of one of them, they're mainly elderly people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And Christina said to me, she knows her job. I said, well, she's only giving them so much information at a time. Because she knows if she gives them any more, they won't remember what it was. So Renata, yes, her name was Renata. She just dropped me a line, because I dropped her a line sort of thing, and she just dropped me a line. And she says, sorry I didn't reply. She says, no, we're in Croatia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I believe that's her home. She's Croatian, or from that area anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I needed a holiday. So there's this lady who gives us, you know, helps give us a good holiday. When she's dealt with us, she needs to go and have a holiday.
Yes, wow, that's so sad.
But she was so lovely. So there we go. Much happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is there much happening this week?
Yes, a lot. For example, we got the flyer from our friend Eduardo Crocamo.
Oh, yeah, right? yeah, that's right.
At the mm-hmm. Dew Lounge.
Yeah.
They're going to have tomorrow a disco night. And they're going to be playing music of Ava, Casey and the Sunshine Man, Stevie Wonder, Gloria Gaynor, Donna Summer, Bee Gees, and Diana Ross. The cover fee is $5, and you can make your reservations at 66732704. Tomorrow at Voodoo Lounge. That's going to be awesome.
Do you know where the Voodoo Lounge is?
No, I have no idea.
No.
Mm-mm. But there's going to be playing Dino Nugget, which is famous musician here in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carlos Carbone, Eduardo Crocamo, of course, Pitongo, Tony Sinclair, and Angie Bathory.
That's quite a group, isn't it?
Exactly. That's going to be fun.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
And Pitongo is a great player as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
That'd be exciting.
Exactly. That. It's going to be at 9, but tomorrow in the morning from 10:30 a.m. it's going to be at Docta Fest.
All right.
Don't miss that, thanks to Grada Radio. It's going to be at Santa Maria Plaza. It's just next to the food court.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the second floor. And you can, of course, adopt your best friend. They're going to have different shows, doc shows, pasarela contest, and a lot more. So please go there. Tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. at Santa Maria Plaza.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm. Dogs and cats?
Yes, exactly.
Parrots?
No, just dogs and cats.
Why don't we have a parrot fest? No, people might think it's a barbecue.
Oh, no.
I'm joking.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so just in case. You never know.
Also tomorrow at night, if you would like to listen to great music and also eat great food, it's going to be at Frank's Place in Costa del Este. It's going to be playing our dear friend Rodrigo Sanchez from Mona Lisa Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He's a great guitarist, and he's going to be playing together with Omar Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow, Frank's Place at 8 p.m. So don't miss that. Also, tomorrow and Sunday, it's going to be the barbecue fest.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the press conference this week because they were launching the barbecue fest. This is the first time in Panama that they're going to do that. And it's going to be at Playa Blanca Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The entrance is totally free. I guess you have to buy the food, I guess. And they're going to have a contest, barbecue contest, for the whole family. Let me see. They're going to have rock bands. They're going to have, for kids, a lot of these toys where they can jump.
Oh, yeah. Bouncy things.
Bouncy
castles and things like that.
They are going to have aerobics, live music, DJs, and a lot more. So tomorrow and Sunday at Playa Blanca Hotel, barbecue family fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun, too.
Oh, wow, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go with the DCA music.
Okay, by the way, just quickly, I had a look at Voodoo Lounge, Panama.
Uh-huh, where is it?
And it's looks as if it's here in Marbella, just up the road. it says here, the Mal Teresa's Marbella is in front of Petit Paris and Optica Sosa. And Durango, so it's just over the other side of the road. I know exactly where they mean.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, okay.
So there we go. That's it. Yeah, what have we got for this day in music?
Today was born in 1969, Tanita Takuram.
Oh, yeah.
British pop folk singer, songwriter. Tanita, her debut album, Ancient Heart, produced by Rod Argent and Peter Van Hook, was released in 1988 when she was 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
The album's first two singles, Good Tradition and Twist in My Sobriety, became top 10 hits around Europe, and the album sold around 4 million copies worldwide.
Okay, well, the one I've chosen here, yes, is Twist in My Sobriety.
Okay.
Seeing as I don't drink. Okay, no more of the jokes.
From my hands, you know you'll never be twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love was drawn red from my hands, from my hands. You know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety.
Tanita Tikaram and A Twist in My Sobriety. Love that song. Nice one, isn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, do you remember hearing that one before?
Yes, but yeah. I didn't know her name.
Oh, no, it's not easy to say, really, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Just about a few drinks. Sounds like a curry, doesn't it? Oh, give me a ticket to Tikaram.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly, let me just remind everybody. if you want to find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama, now on Encuentro 24. This is with the service Entrega a Domicilio, and you get a free delivery plus 10% off only at Encuentro 24. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm, very nice.
A lot of sense, a lot of Hisense there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's happening else? What else is happening in the world of entertainment?
Okay, remember last month we got an invitation for Mosky Town.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember that?
That's right.
Well, now they have a different experience because they have a different route.
Mm-hmm.
Because before they were at Clayton, you know, the, mm-hmm, those area. Mm-hmm. And now they have a new experience because they are going to Panama Pacifico.
Oh, okay.
They start at the same place, mm-hmm, which is Mac Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to Panama Pacifico to the Howard base.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got a big airfield there.
Uh-huh. And they're also going to be see the bunker, mm-hmm, Battery Murray, and Telegraph Hill.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, of course, they are going to tell you all the history, mm-hmm, of these, mm-hmm, places, mm-hmm, which is great,
mm-hmm,
because I even don't know.
No.
That history.
No.
So it would be very nice to do that. And then after that, they are going back to the Mac Museum. The tour is for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. It's full of story of Panama and U.S. And it's fun. And they give you like a snack,
mm-hmm,
while you are in the bus because it's a Diablo Rojo.
Mm-hmm.
And
disco
really
music?
Yes, it's really a great experience.
Do they give you disco music?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They do, really?
Yeah, they sing and dance and everything inside the bus.
Oh, no, that sounds like too much fun.
Yes, it's very, very awesome. I really love it. But they also have the other route, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose. You can see their schedule at Malama.
Oh, so they're doing the both?
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
You can see their schedule at Malamaña, mm-hmm, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There they have two routes, so you can choose which one you like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's going to be awesome. Okay, let me see the other one, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Panama Viejo. Remember, on Monday it's going to be the foundation of Panama Viejo.
Mm-hmm.
The anniversary is 503.
Mm-hmm.
503 years. So tomorrow and on Sunday, they're going to be open for everybody. The entrance is going to be free for, mm-hmm, everyone. The only thing, if you would like the transportation, you just have to pay $1. But you can also walk the whole,
okay,
area,
mm-hmm,
which is,
mm-hmm,
nice too.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget that tomorrow. That's going to be nice. Tomorrow and Sunday at Panama Viejo, it's going to be puertas abiertas from 8:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can go and enjoy that trip. Oh, and yeah, they also have a museum inside.
Ah, okay.
Which is very interesting too. So you, right, can also.
Hey, I got, what do I have today, Yasmin?
Today?
Mm-hmm. What do I have today?
The eggs.
I have dos huevos.
That breakfast.
Yes, and I got two eggs. Thanks, mm-hmm, to the good lady. Two boiled eggs. Isn't that nice? And talking about huevos, mm-hmm, the British ball is back.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We're flooded with them. We've got loads of them everywhere right now. The British ball is back this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Saturday, the 3rd of December, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental there here on Avenida Balboa. It's a great location. The tickets are $125 each. They're on sale now, but this is one of the social events of the year. And you can get tickets, arrange for tickets at the BritishBallPanama.com or go to the website, BritishBallPanama.com. All right, so you can email tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just go to the website, BritishBallPanama.com. And there's only 250 tickets available.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So, but that's really is a good night out.
Exactly.
Everybody is elegant.
Mm-hmm.
Even me.
We are always elegant.
That's why it's radio, yes, everybody means. Okay. Okay, what's our next piece of music?
Okay, the next one that was born today, but in 1968,
mm-hmm.
was Paul Tucker.
Okay.
Keyboards
mm-hmm.
of Lighthouse Family.
Ah, yeah, great.
In 1996, UK number 4 single listed,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
plus 9 other UK top 40 singles.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They did, yeah. And do you know what one we're going to play?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play that one, Lifted.
Okay.
Lifting.
There we go. That's it. That's lifted from Lighthouse Family. And so, yes, so what are you going to be doing? What's your plans over the weekend?
I don't know yet. I guess just exercise.
Oh, okay.
Go to the supermarket.
Right.
Cleaning.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, because it's because you're so busy in the week, you see.
Exactly. Yeah, so during the weekend, I just want to rest.
Yeah.
Do my stuff.
I just wanted to remind people about just one more thing here. If you're an interior designer, you like doing sort of designing your interiors.
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, it's one for you then. Don't forget to visit us. This is Lumi Centro. Take advantage of the great variety in decorative lighting. Lumi Centro, with more than 50 years illuminating Panama life, invites you to visit any of its 11 branches nationwide. Take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. Yeah, let's just come out for a little bit of money then. Now's the time to change your lighting. This is from the 11th of August through to the 21st of August. You know, one thing I like about, for me, with lighting, I don't like to see the source of the light.
Oh, really?
I don't like to see a light bulb. You know, I like to, you know, I like lighting to be there, but not in your face. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I don't like that. You know, we've got lamp shades and things like that, which is nice. They're diffusing the light. But one thing I do not like, especially because when they have a light bulb in the ceiling. Yeah, that's not very nice.
But do you know there at Lumi Centro they have beautiful light bulbs?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, light bulbs have really sort of progressed with LEDs.
But do you know, I love the ones that looks like retro.
Exactly, the retro ones.
I love those
bulbs. They're really nice.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
So it depends. It really depends.
Yeah. I mean, lighting is really, really sort of... really sort of changed. You know, one thing I have, a lava lamp.
Oh yeah.
And
where is it?
It is there in the corner by the by the little lamp there in the glass thing with the thing. It's a lava lamp.
Okay.
And I can't find the bulb for it because it's a small bulb and it's around about 15-20 watts, something like that. But it has to be the old style bulb, because the whole idea of the light, I mean, it gives illumination, of course, but the heat from the bulb is what makes the wax move around. And the thing with LED lights is you don't get that heat.
Okay.
It's like some cities, they change their traffic lights to LED to save money. But then they found when winter comes and the snow gets on the lights, it stays there and you can't see the light because there's no heat generated.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, see, this program is educational. Let's not forget that. This is an educational experience on the show. And talking of education, our friends, the De Gourmet Store, they're of course in Paitia Mall. Do you like to grab and go, yes?
What?
Do you like to grab
and... Oh, yes.
You do
course.
Like to grab and grow. Yeah, be careful. You don't want to get arrested. Well, that's where you will find at the Gourmet Store. You will find their much sought after grabs and go. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. And that's the Gourmet Store, Paisley Mall. They're waiting for you.
That is so useful these days because, you know, we are so busy.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I love it. I mean, you know, we've had them in, you know, over in the UK. We had them years and years ago. Because Sainsbury's used to buy these really nice meals. Just go home, pop it in the microwave, and away you went. Great idea. So they got me. They're in Paitia Mall, which is the strip mall right next to Pacific Centre. It's easy to
find. We have to visit them.
We do. We have to go and visit them. And we can go there and grab and go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have to pay when you do that?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd check. Otherwise, I'd have popped down later on. All right, yes, have a great weekend.
You too, and everyone.
Yeah, and here's our next piece of music. It comes from Crowded House. Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is Don't Dream It's Over.
Okay.
For our audience, you might wish, but no, we've got another 8 minutes to go.
Down into the paper cup. there's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head down,
House and Don't Dream It's Over. And don't forget, we're going to be back with you on Monday. We can tell you what Monday will be, a Music Monday, but we've got a busy week coming up next week, which is all rather nice. So look forward to that. I tell you what, one more piece of music, get one more piece of music in before the end of the show. Simple Minds. Don't forget about us. Well, don't forget about me. And love strange, surreal and the dark. Take us out of this morning's program. That is Simple Minds. And don't forget about me. We don't forget about us until we're back together again on Monday morning. Big thanks this morning goes out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Ingrid, for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, all about whaling. This morning we're whaling in Wales, and because they're going to go whale watching. That'll be fun. So big thanks to Ingrid. Also, of course, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for our What, Where and When this morning, and also for a couple of tracks there, This Day in Music. So big thank you to her also this morning. Big thank you to the good lady, yes, for my breakfast. She bought my breakfast here this week. Quite luxurious. Two boiled eggs, lovely. What a way to start a day. So big thanks to her. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him for all the work that he does in the background. The boys and girls of Cooper Grodd keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you on Monday. Please remember, whatever it is you're doing, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. But, please remember, whatever you do, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, do it carefully, all right? What do I want to be doing on Monday morning? Come on, all together now. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry Dick. Till then, ta-ta.
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.